Well, Craig Colquitt. Now, was it you that that sort of got the ball rolling on Craig Colquitt with us? Of course, the former punter, 8 seasons in NFL with the Steelers, also a year with the Colts, 2 Super Bowl championship teams, the Steelers, 78-79, father of not one but 2 current NFL punters, and his brother Jimmy punted in the Seahawks. And I'm sure there's a punter Colquitt somewhere running out there in the making. But anyway, Craig Colquitt also wrote a children's book, JoJo, What Happened to Your Hair? And Craig is joining us from Kansas City right now. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Joe and Greg. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good, good. Good to have you back on the show.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, where are you right now?
I am at my son Dustin's house in Leawood, Kansas. If you take a little yellow out of orange, you have red. So I'm in red country now.
Yes. Well, and of course, Craig, of the team advancing to the AFC Championship game to play the dreaded Patriots. But so you just you were there last Sunday and then just hung around, huh?
Yeah, I've got 5 grandbabies up here. It's good to hang out. I don't have 99 jobs like you, but this is, you know, 5 jobs with grandpa's is fun. But this is electric up here, and I can do what I do on the internet and by phone. So I figured I'd stay up here and save some money and not fly back and forth.
Good for you, Craig. Craig Colquitt joined us today. His son plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, it's crazy, Craig, looking at your son's career with the Chiefs now. I think this is his 14th season in the National Football League. What a great career. To be with one team that long, that's almost unheard of in any sport these days.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, Dustin and Britton displayed early on a liking of crowd noise and that adrenaline rush, and they were really talented at what they did. So I just said, you know, I want to push this and see how it works out. And I said, the punter job is probably the best job in the world, and you'll get it one of these days. And they now get it, and be able to play in a Super Bowl and have this adrenaline rush everybody's going through up here. It's just really exciting. So, you know, Britton's been through it with Broncos, and he knows what it feels like. So we need another ring in the family.
Hey, Craig, I tell you what, we've got a poor connection. We're going to hang up and reconnect because we want to really talk to you. We came down and did one-on-one. That was a great show. Love talking to you. But we're going to reconnect and try to get a better connection, if that's okay. All right, we're doing that right now.
Heck yeah, we are going to do that.
Yeah.
On top of all that. But, yeah, you look at that. His son is, you know, started in 2005, drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs. Been there the whole time, and he's played in 208 games. He signed a big deal a couple of years ago, and longest tenured member of the Chiefs. The next closest is Eric Berry. And then so he's all the his son is the – hold on, Dustin is the oldest punter in the National Football League. To make a nice career doing that, man, well, that's something.
Yeah, it's just like his dad. How many years was he in the league? 8, you know.
Yeah.
But, of course, those 2 rings that he won with the Steelers, 78 and 79. Now we're rejoined by Craig Colquitt. First off, Craig, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, there you are.
Well, I apologize for that. I was in the basement of my son's house.
Okay.
He needs to let you out of the basement,
yeah,
Craig.
Yeah, well, you know.
No, they said I'm causing too much trouble up here. I'm pressure. So.
Oh, yes. Now, I think, what were you talking about, the book, or is that what you were on? What were you at? The line of question you were
on. No, I'm just saying, you know, your son has made a nice career being with one team in the National Football League as a punter, and that's almost unheard of to be that long with a team in professional sports, and he's made a great career of doing that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I thought about that answer after I hung up, and I was in the league for 7 years, and I wasn't really prepared for what the real world was when I got out. So the boys saw me struggle quite a bit for quite a few years trying to put
you know, food on the table, keep us in a house. So when they saw this opportunity come along, and you know, we just, what comes with it, they said, you know, I don't want to go through what Dad went through. So they put a lot of time to keep this job, and the jobs that they have, they don't see them as jobs. They see them as huge opportunities. So my hat's off to them to taking the baton and making a career out of something that's just really a gift. So, and we look at it that way as a family. It's a gift, and it's a blessing from God. So we're all humble and excited.
Craig Colquitt with us, two Super Bowl rings with the Steelers. Also, his father is the father, rather, of Dustin and Britton, and then his brother Jimmy punted for the Seahawks as well. The cool thing about that, though, Craig, is all four of you punted at the University of Tennessee, and that, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, young men want to go off and make their own mark, but the fact that all four of you punted for the Vols, that's a pretty cool deal.
Oh, it's very cool, and, you know, we were able to set up a foundation there now. It's first family, fourth down, and the interest off the donation is a scholarship for an athlete every year, so we're very excited about that. And Britton wanted to go off and do his own thing, and I told him, you know, while you're all in this recruiting process, you can go anywhere you want to go, as long as it's Tennessee.
Nice.
Well, and he took you up on that, right?
He did. Yeah, electric shock works. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's okay. Statute of limitations run out on that. That's really cool. Craig Colquitt is our guest this morning. You can follow him on Twitter, at Craig Colquitt. Now the book. You authored a children's book, JoJo, which is you. JoJo, what happened to your hair? And this thing really took off, didn't it?
Yeah, we've done well. I tell you, the book business is tough. You know, not a whole lot of sales, but I've met so many people. You know, it was an education in itself, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. So I lost my hair, and that's what I do with this. I can be creative. And one of the grandkids asked me what happened to my hair, and I said, you know, I want to try to do something with that. And a book and creativity is something I can give back to the grandkids. So it was a kind of a natural thing for me.
Oh, when I first saw the title, I thought it was about my radio partner here, Big Joe.
That's rude. Big,
JoJo, what happened to your hair? But no, it was about your...
It's about all of us cue ball guys.
Yes, thank you. We are a gorgeous, gorgeous group of men, so thank you for that. How long did it take you to write that book, Craig?
The whole process was about 8 months. You know, I did all the artwork, getting that all right, and you know, having it printed and laid out. So about 8 months. The book itself, artwork and the wording in it, probably 4 or 5 months before I was happy with it. But the whole process was about 8 or 9 months.
It's great to have the name punter and now author, which I think being called an author is a really cool thing to be called.
I think being called a punter is pretty cool too, Joe.
Punter, author, yeah. The author thing puts me in a category of intelligence, you know, higher IQ.
That's right.
Shakespeare, you know what?
Yeah, nothing over Shakespeare has nothing on me.
Yeah, Arthur Miller.
Hey, Craig, I want to ask you about this. There is a, you know, being a dad is a wide range of things, but you want best for your kids. And I noticed that your son Dustin is up for the NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year. Just being nominated for that, Craig, is a huge honor. You know, and he gets this altruistic spirit. He's got to get it from somewhere. He's got to get it from his mom and dad. So to see your son nominated for something like that has got to be really, really special.
Yeah, you know, after a while, the punting for in the NFL kind of seems like it's a you know, just a great, fabulous job. But then to be recognized for all the things Dustin's doing in the community up here is above and beyond exciting for me, very humbling. to be recognized like that in the NFL. And Walter Payton played when I played, and, you know, that's just what a tremendous athlete he was. You know, so the combination for me is right in there with the Super Bowl thing. So it's a good and a tremendous acknowledgement. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it's just more than stroking a check to a foundation. It is literally getting out there and getting your hands dirty and making a difference in the community, and people are noticing that. And I tell you, we've talked to the Titans players, Craig, have been nominated for that. The last thing they've ever wanted was to be they don't do that to be nominated. They do it out of the goodness of their heart. And I think it's great the NFL recognizes players who do this.
Yeah, and Dustin's charity of choice is Team Smile. And we just finished either our third or fourth year at the Titans Stadium, where kids are brought in from area schools to have work done on their teeth. And some of these kids are coming in there, they've never been to a dentist, and they're 14, 15 years of age. So one day, up to 300 kids get free dental care. And then after that, a year of free come in, let us look at it situation. So it's a tremendous thing, because all the dangers in our body start with our mouth. And if we're not taking care of our teeth, that's what Team Smile is. So great, great program there, Team Smile.
Craig Colquitt is our guest. His son's Britton for the Seahawks, and Dustin for the Chiefs. Of course, his brother Jimmy, and the book. And you can find out all of that at at Craig Colquitt on Twitter, at Craig Colquitt. Now, Craig, first off, let me ask you. I'm going to see how much pool. I know your son's put you in the basement up there now. But I'm going to see how much pool you got now. I was just reading a weather forecast, and the lead is Sunday is shaping up to be a frigid day in Kansas City, blah, 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 blah. And temperatures will hover in the teens throughout the day and into the evening, and then that night get down to about -4. And you could also have a big blizzard and everything, but they say for the game is going to be around 0 as the regular temperature, not the wind chill. So you got a suite, right? I mean, you're in a suite. Tell me that.
No, there's no suite.
Oh!
We're on punter tickets, you know.
Punter tickets.
Yeah. The punters dash row 4. But now we're undercover anyway, but just steps from the warm area.
Yeah.
It's good to be out in the elements anyway and feel it. You know, when I was in the company I worked for, we'd get suites at the games up here and entertain clients, and you're so distracted. I mean, you're so far away from it. It's like being home watching it on TV. So being out in the elements, you know, I can brag that I made it from Dustin.
But Craig, isn't it true though, you only feel the cold when you're losing, correct?
That is so true. And you know, Brady's had a great career, God bless him and all that good stuff, but you know, we need new blood in there. It'd be so exciting to see the Chiefs in there. I'd love to see the Chiefs and the Rams, or the Chiefs and the Saints rather. You know, Drew Brees is a top character, and but yeah, I really like to beat Brady.
I think half of America, or more than half of America, like to do this. Your two Super Bowls that you won with the Steelers, the Orange Bowl and the Rose Bowl against the Cowboys and against the Rams. So the payoff is what it is at the end. You get to go. This payoff this year is in Atlanta at a dome. So you make it to the cold on Sunday, and the payoff is wonderful.
It's wonderful. And playing in the Mercedes-Benz Bowl, I think, or whatever they call it, the Benz Bowl, that's a beautiful stadium. I went to Tennessee Georgia Tech game, and the atmosphere at Arrowhead Stadium, I don't think it's comparable. I've been to every SEC venue. The Chiefs put on a great program. It is loud here. I think they set the decibel record, so it's everybody needs to come and see a game at Arrowhead Stadium. It's electric. So
I've been to a couple there. It is really nice. Craig, you were on earlier with us back in the fall, and you told the great story about where you were in Super Bowl. I think it was Super Bowl 8 I'm sorry, Super Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl VIII, when Jackie Smith dropped the touchdown from Roger Staubach in the end zone. Can you tell that story again real quick?
Well, that's actually Super Bowl 13. That was my
13, favorite. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I feel so sorry for him because they brought him out of retirement for the playoffs. You know, he had retired. But it changed the dynamics of the game because the Cowboys were starting to move the ball. You know, they were – Staubach had him in scoring territory, and they dropped the ball at end zone. The Cowboys went flat after that. So, to me, I thought God was going to come down out of the clouds anyway. Because it was the Super Bowl. But when that happened, I just went, this is going to happen. And so it was really exciting. There's moments that happen in football games that you go, this can happen. So it's like last week, I thought Luck would come in and win. I really did. I thought if we can beat Luck, we'll make it to the Super Bowl. So he's on such a roll. So it's the Jackie Smith catch and drop. That just told me I'm about to get a ring.
There you go.
One thing, and a little technical talk here. When it's 0 degrees or whatever, how hard is that ball to punt?
Well, it's hard to catch. It's hard to think. It's hard to kick. It's like kicking a brick. But, I was 182 pounds when I played, and I remember what it felt like. It was just like hitting my foot with a 2x4. But you just close your eyes and hope it happens. So
yeah.
And Dustin and Britton are bigger than me. You know, they're both over 200 pounds. So they can thump it no matter what the temperature is. So, but when they get out there, you know, the adrenaline's going to be rolling. And one of the things I can tell them, I said, this is really just another game. There's a lot of loud noise, a lot of reporters, but it's the same thing you've been doing all your career. So I'll get into their heads that way. I do the test.
Oh, man. Maybe you can borrow some of Brady's deflated balls to punt.
Easy.
There you go. So.
Oh, man, I thought there was a sticker flying. What do you call those?
Meme.
Floating around, and boy, they're derogatory. So,
yeah.
Really, football, I'd rather have them over inflated.
Oh, okay.
They'll really.
Because you got more air in them, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a golf ball. You know, golf ball they're so hard, but when they bend or bow, they really take off the club. Same thing with the football. So
there you go, a little technical talk.
There you go, 12 to 13 pounds, put 17 in mine.
Craig, congratulations. I know it's a proud moment for you watching your son compete in the AFC Championship game come Sunday. And quite frankly, got a lot of people pulling for the Chiefs for a lot of reasons. I know UT fans are, obviously, because, obviously your son, Eric Berry, and everything. But, Craig, hey, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it, man. And have fun up there in Franklin and Kansas City.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you guys and remembering me, and go Chiefs.
And
go
right.
Vols. Go Vols.
Yeah.
Man. It's so good. All right,
yes.
Appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you, Craig.